Elevator. See home, Mom. Elevator. One in the door. On the way are. See home, Mom.
Hey, guys. It's Elle. New week. New podcast. It's actually been like 2 weeks since you guys talked to me. World still hasn't changed. Everything's still pretty much the same on this side of the planet. Or this spot on the planet. Anyways, that's irrelevant. So I might be a little bit like awkward and a little extra today because my husband's in the room as I'm recording this podcast. And so I get like somewhat awkward around him because he still makes me nervous. Not in the bad way, but in the good way. Randomly, we were out yesterday. We, like, actually went to see a movie, you guys. We've seen, like, 3 movies since our son has been born. So that's, like, a feat, a major feat. Thank you, Gigi, for watching our kids. But we went to a movie yesterday, and it's so hilarious. So when I was walking, I guess, like, into the movies or something, and when I see everybody else, I, like, have my cool walk on. But then as soon as I see my husband, I get all dorky and nerdy, and he noticed it too. I guess that means that's what I really am, right? Like I'm really dorky and nerdy, but that's okay. Anyways, so I've been thinking about this episode for a little bit. I actually had this idea and knew I wanted to record this particular podcast the day after I put up that I wasn't going to record one. So I was really frustrated that I had done that because I really wanted to go ahead and record it then because it was like fresh on my mind, which I guess I could have done that, but I was forcing myself to like take some time off. And I think it was really good for me and for my family. But because, you know, those like 15 minutes when I record something like it's like life changing and life altering in our everyday lives. But anyways, So some point last week, early in the week, I can't remember the exact date or the day, but we had a major event here at the house, and, meaning like something, okay, it's not a major event. Now I'm describing it wrong. So let me just start over. Okay. So sometime last week, something happened. But for me to really like explain to you guys what happened, I have to go all the way back about a year. So, we've been in this house for a little over a year, and when we moved here, not too long before our son was born and not too long after we moved here, I was changing my daughter's diaper one day. It was night. My husband and I were both in the room, and, she just did not like diaper changes. She was really like on the brink of starting potty training, and kids just don't like diaper changes. I feel like when they start to really be ready for potty training. And, so she kicked me by accident, but I didn't know it was by accident. It's not that like I actually thought she would kick me on purpose. I was just frustrated. The day it had been like a rougher day. I think maybe there had been no nap. She was really tired, all that kind of stuff. And so I just asked my husband if he would change the diaper. I was just like, hey, can you just do this? And then I walked out of the room. Well, when I did that, my daughter lost it. She was sobbing and crying, and my husband was talking to her, and I didn't want to like interfere in like what he was talking to her about, so I kind of gave them some space. And then after about like 5 minutes of her still crying, I went in, and we kind of like talked about it as a family, and you know, it simmered down and didn't seem like it was a problem at all. Well, I didn't recognize this at the time, but sometime after that is when we started having not like major issues or anything, but that sometimes our daughter would like hit when she was really frustrated, or she would like yell no, things like that. And so we, you know, we just noticed those things happening and took them into account. And then, you know, we tried to address them in a lot of different ways. And a lot of people gave me the advice of just kind of like strong arming my child, like showing her who's boss. And I'm not saying that that's not important. Please don't let me be the one who tells you not to like show your kids that you are the authority. That's important, you know. They need to know that you're the parent and they're the child. But I just felt like in my heart that disciplining her in that way was not going to work for this particular situation. And so over and over again, I would get down on my knees. I would remind her who she was. I would remind her that she's kind and thoughtful and tenderhearted. And I just put her in what I call time away, which is a chair in our living room, like right in the midst of everything, where she just sits for 2 minutes because she's two. And take some deep breaths to think about how she can be kind, and then we talk after. So that way, if it's like kind of a crazy situation, then she can like get a deep breath and get herself together before we talk. So anyways, on this particular day, my daughter had not taken a nap. I don't think my son had either. Yeah, neither of them had. And so we had decided to pick up my husband because like I talked to my husband and he and I had decided that I would come pick him up because we knew the kids would fall asleep on the way there. And so they would both get their naps in. And my daughter loves to go to my husband's office because there's a lady that works there that has a special key to a special room that that has special snacks. But in order for her to get to go to that room, you have to be early. So let me just give you guys a little backdrop. So first, you've got a toddler who hasn't taken a nap. A toddler who's rushing because we have to be there by a certain time. And then, you know, I think most children are like this, but she wants to do everything herself. And she decided to put on the shoes, her sneakers, that are like a little bit more difficult for her to get in on one foot. I realized after I put them on that it was because they're getting too small, but we didn't know this at the time. And so she had tried, couldn't do it. She was very frustrated. I offered to help. She didn't want my help. I told her that I needed to help her because I wanted to get us there early. It just wasn't working, and I could just feel the tension in the room rising. She was getting more frustrated, and I was like, this is not going to go well. So I decided to sit down, let mommy put one shoe on, we'll do the next shoe together. So that one did result in like crying and frustration, but we handled it. And so I thought it was going to be over. Well, then I asked her to open, if she could open the door for me, because she likes to do that. So I just always ask her to do it. So I asked her to open the door and she said, no, I don't want to open the door. And I said, okay, that's fine. Mommy will open it. And then for some reason, you know, she just starts crying. And I said, okay, that's fine. Mommy will open the door. I was like, you know, mommy's going to open the door. And then she said, no, I'll open the door. And I said, hey. So I told her to sit down on the carpet to just kind of take a breath, and then I would take her brother to the car, and then I would come back and walk her, like that we could walk and talk on our way to the car together, just to kind of give her that moment of like being with just her and, you know, like focused attention, and we could just take our time getting to the car and we could talk about whatever was going on, but that way she could still get to my husband's job early to get into like the snack room. Well, to say that she lost it is an understatement. She immediately wanted to open the door for me. She wanted to, she said, don't leave me, don't leave me. And I was like, I will never leave you. We've never left her. I don't know why she's thinking like this. And I just sat down and I was talking to her and I was like, it's okay, you know? And then I said, okay, we'll sit down on the carpet and mommy's going to take your brother to the car and then I'll come back and get you. Well, to say that she like lost it is like an understatement. She was stomping and crying and just shouting, and I was just like, you know, like your heart breaks when you see your kids like this, and I'm just like, what is going on? And I hugged her, and then when I let her go, I was just like, what's going on, you know? And I was sitting down on the carpet and I said, why don't you sit down with me? And anytime I mentioned the carpet, then at this point she was just screaming and crying, and then she really just wanted to open the door. Oh, you know what, you guys? The reason why I asked her to sit on the carpet was she must have tried to hit. And I said, don't hit. And I said, why don't you sit on the carpet? Like, so that we can prevent this from happening. Because we have not had one single hitting incident in so long. And I was just really shocked to see it. And I just told her, why didn't she sit down? Same story, blah, 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 blah. But then, and so then she was like stomping and yelling, and she was just freaking out. I'll open the door. And I said, you know, that's not, like, mommy needs you to sit down on the carpet now. Like, that's what's important. Because I knew in that moment, I said, you know, I can just give in, let her open the door, we can go, but we're not going to get to what the issue is. Like, this is a real issue. She's like this upset about it. This is, there's something in there that makes her, that like needs to be dealt with. So I sat there, she was crying, and I said, all right, let's go potty, because I realized that we hadn't gone potty. We always liked to potty before we leave. And I walked her to the potty and like crying all the way. And then when we got to the potty, she just started like kicking and hitting and, or trying to. She wasn't successful. But then I just sat down and I said to her, well, I said first, I like said a prayer out loud. And that actually did calm the situation down. And then I said to her, I said, you know, I did like give her that moment of like parental loving discipline where I said, you know, this is a line in the sand. I am your mother. You are my daughter. Like, these are the things you can and can't do type thing. Situation was completely fine. And I get in the car and I remembered when she was 18 months old in the room, that same like type of crying. And I realized that she had for quite a while now been associating when she does something not nice with me leaving. And so I called my husband about it, and he like asked me like things I could do to help. And so like we say a prayer every night before bed, and I tell her what to say. And so we like change the prayer, and then I ask her probably like 500 times a day now, where I get her to say that mommy will never leave you. And we talked about it, and you guys, I kid you not, it has been so much better at the house. Now, I tell you this really long, drawn out, way too detailed story to say that a lot of times as parents, you feel like you got a gut feeling of what you should do with your kids, right? But you've never parented before. So a lot of times you go to other people to talk to them about what you should do, and they give you advice. And it takes so much guts not to take it. But man, when you make a choice as a parent that's not based on what somebody told you, but is based on what you feel like is right, truly right for your kids, and it is, like, that's when you feel like a parent. I mean, I'm sure you feel like a parent when you're not sleeping and, like, you're wiping butts and making meals and et cetera, et cetera. But you know what I mean. In the beautiful terms, that feels like parenting. And so it just felt really good to have, for my husband and I, to have gone with our gut with how we should parent, and how, you know, if I had just like yelled at her or strong-armed her or put her like in her room by herself all the time. So like if her time away had actually been away from us, then that issue would have just been like, I never would have known that she had this issue. And I would have just, it could have easily gotten swept under the rug, and I might have missed it, you know? But because we decided to parent her in the way that we thought was best for her, which everybody's going to have a different answer to that question, we were actually able to like notice and deal with an issue that could be major, right? But then I want to say one more thing. If you deal with an issue with your kids, which you will at some point in your life, I don't care what the issue is. If it is a real issue breakthrough is not quiet or like pretty. Well, sometimes it is, I guess, but not always. Sometimes it is like messy and loud, and but at the end of the day, it is awesome. Like, I have never been prouder to be my daughter's mom than I was in that moment. Like, more honored. I never felt more like right for the job than I did then. Like, I felt like I in my head, I thought, like, I'm so glad there's nobody else that's her mom. Like, what if they had gotten upset with her or frustrated with her? All these different things I was thinking, like, and I just felt so lucky to be able to be in that moment and remind her, you know, who she is and that she's loved and all those kinds of things. So anyways, that was my whole entire story. Way too long, way too detailed. Hope you guys love it anyway. I probably will re-record this because that is my nature. And but I've got to get that first recording in to have it. And then if you guys hear this, then you know I actually went with my first recording, which is like super rare. But anyways, I hope everybody has a great week. I hope that kind of inspired you in some way, shape, or form. That what you're doing as a parent is right. And just have confidence in that. And I love you guys, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye!